You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We're joined, as we have the privilege of being each week, by our friend Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, now a blogger par excellence. You can find her writings at dianawest.net and also in the form of two best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Frank.
So I was talking about the Saudis in the previous segment with Kevin Freeman, Diana, and you've given a lot of thought to these characters. In fact, you've recently written a piece about some of the concerns Senator Bob Graham continues to share with us about what I think of as sort of the double game that these guys have long played. Give us a flavor of what is the U.S.-Saudi relationship, especially as we see President Obama on his way to, pay court to the Saudi king.
Yes, well, this is a very burning issue 15 years almost after 9/11, and we really have to hand it to former Senator and former Governor Bob Graham, who has stayed relentlessly on the case of trying to compel the government to release the 28 redacted pages, or pages that were redacted in the 9/11 report. He, of course, and other lawmakers have read them and believe that they are of compelling national security interest to the American people, not to remain in the shadows, as the phrase often is these days. The reason being, because they will be telling us so much about Saudi involvement in 9/11. This is something that many of us have been pursuing in open sourcing and reading about and studying for all of these years, but it is something that the Bush administration and continuing into the Obama administration decided not to release to the American people. And one thing that Senator Graham said recently in revisiting this, because there's legislation involved in this that's been making waves, this has, in effect, hiding the Saudi role, has, in effect, green-lighted the Saudis for continuing global jihad activities, whether it's in supporting madrasas around the world, supporting cells around the world, supporting Hijra around the world, whatever it is.
Diana West is our guest. We are talking about the Saudis and their alleged involvement in 9/11. And Diana West, this is a state secret in the United States at the moment. And it is, as you've indicated, Senator Bob Graham's judgment that we've effectively, by pretending that there's no problem here, nothing to see here, folks, move along, that we may have green-lighted the kind of jihadism that the Saudis have been engaged in as one part of their double game with us. Just develop that point a little bit more fully. I had to cut you off, and I'm very intrigued by the point you're making about the various ways in which the government of Saudi Arabia is involved in hostile actions against us.
Yes, well, this is the effect of preventing the American people from seeing whatever it is that the government came up with pointing to Saudi involvement has, in effect, protected the Saudi government. So when you call it an American state secret, what you're really saying is that America is keeping a Saudi state secret. So it becomes an extremely sordid act. It certainly requires sunshine. And yet, even so, the secret has had many releases, you know, little bits and pieces coming out. Notably, last year, we had a very bombshell news story when the so-called 20th hijacker, Moussaoui, had a letter that was released to the press that discussed names of prominent members of the Saudi dictatorship, the government, the governing family, that he said were part of the Al-Qaeda support network. And he named Prince Turki Al-Faisal, who is then, at the time, the intelligence chief of Saudi Arabia, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, the longtime Saudi ambassador to the United States, and, I would add, Bush family intimate to the point where Barbara Bush nicknamed him Bandar Bush. And, of course, one of our favorites, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal.
Old Al-Waleed.
Billionaire investor. And what really intrigued me about the story, and again, Senator Graham personally believes there's a great deal of credence to this report. However, he says these claims must be fully investigated. We have to vet them. We can't take them on face value. They jibe with what he understands. However, they do need full vetting. But on that final point, the story broke last year on February 3rd, 2015. The very next day, Al-Waleed unloaded most of his stock in Murdoch's Fox News Corporation, the News Corp at the time it was known. Is that connected? I mean, how could it not be? I've always thought, I have not seen reporting answering that question, but you have to wonder.
Look, there's been so little reporting, Diana, about Al-Waleed bin Talal and his operations, whether it's, you know, that play in News Corp, and he, you may remember back in a conference on Arabs in the media, I think it was 2007, if I'm not mistaken, he boasted about the fact that he had bought the American media by investing in News Corp and manipulating some of its reporting. And he's also bought Georgetown University, and he's bought Harvard University and other institutions by his largesse. This is a guy who is certainly, you know, advancing the Islamic supremacist agenda, whether he's actually working for Al-Qaeda or not. And it's a very sorry story.
And we have to remember that Saudi Arabia is the Islamic State.
It is.
It's a Sharia state. It is a violent, vicious state. It has a gulag of the sand. It has, you know, it is the Islamic State, alongside the more violent and sensationally so Islamic State gang.
So, Diana, even though the other part of the double game is, of course, they are willing to buy our weapons, they are willing to sell us oil, they're willing to accept our protection against Iran, such as it is, and against some of the jihadis they are supporting, but who they evidently fear may not stay bought, like the Islamic State and of course, Al-Qaeda. These are people who, on balance, I hear you say, are enemies of this country, and treating them as otherwise is potentially fraught, is it not?
Well, it is. They are enemies of this country. Their system is enemies of our system. And this notion that we can collude with them, ally with them, is always going to bring us to rack and ruin, because our visions of life on this earth and the next are so completely different that there is nothing more than an expedient, temporary kind of alliance that is ever possible and that will ultimately bring us to capitulation, to submission, to ruin, to financial ruin. I mean, to this kind of, now we see this with this bill, which is in the Senate at this time, that's calling for the release of this information and other items. We're seeing
and allowing lawsuits against the government of Saudi Arabia.
And yes, and very importantly, allowing these lawsuits to go forward, to break this notion of immunity. We're seeing this incredible blackmail, open blackmail, but with the Saudi government threatening to dump something like $750 billion worth in assets, I think is the gigantic figure they're talking about. Well, the sooner the better that this relationship is understood as being nothing more than a sort of Damocles or an atomic bomb of Damocles hanging over us at some point. It's a very dangerous game that our leaders have played, and it is something that requires more sunshine, more light, more honesty, and yes, indeed, these lawsuits should go forward. We should see these 28 pages, and our leaders should be held accountable. I mean, this is really, really serious stuff that the only way they remain untouched by it is by allowing the secrets, allowing the conspiracy
keeping
to go forward.
Up.
Because
yeah.
We'll
be watching closely
at.
President Obama's visit to Saudi Arabia against this important backdrop, and that Kevin Freeman shared with us earlier in the program. Diana West, thank you for your insights as always. It's great to talk with you, even if often very disturbing. We'll look forward to doing so again next week. Next up, Gordon Chang joins us. We'll talk about the People's Republic of China in Africa and what's going on at home. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.